ABC Radio Australia.
Now, my next guest is a Solomon Islander who has baked her way to the big time on one of Australia's hit TV shows, The Great Australian Bake Off. The show brings together home bakers to test their skills as they battle to be the best amateur baker. Aisha Moulton captured viewers' hearts with bold flavours and beautiful presentations, and she joins me this morning to chat about her love of food, infusing it with flavours from the Solomon Islands, and what it's like to be part of a reality cooking show. Good morning, Aisha.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Aisha, great to have you on the show this morning. Like I said there, you are a Solomon Islander and you're from Malaita province in Solomon Islands. Spent your early childhood there. What was that like and how did food play a role in that upbringing and your childhood?
So I was there till I was about three, and unfortunately I don't remember a whole heap as I was, pretty young, but we did go back every year. We tried to go back every Christmas, so going back to Malaita to visit family and everything, I just have, lots of fond memories of just playing games and eating, proper traditional food, just family everywhere. Every time we had a gathering or a get-together, it was always around a meal, and it just, that just kind of leaves long-lasting memories for me.
And I understand that you come from a line of great bakers and cooks as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. So my mum, my auntie and both my grandparents, fantastic bakers and cooks. My grandma actually even baked a cake for, I think it was the late Queen Elizabeth when she came doing one of her tours back in the day. I've definitely grown up around a lot of bakers and cooks and in the kitchen. So I've definitely learnt just by being immersed by it all. Yeah.
Now, you are based in Queensland now. Tell me about this journey. How did you end up scoring a spot on The Great Australian Bake Off?
It was a bit of a fluke, really. I never really thought of myself as a baker. I've always just thought of myself as an artist and just baking just happened to be my medium. And I just had a lot of friends and family say, you should totally go on the show. And it never occurred to me that I would be remotely good enough for it. But the audition popped up on my Facebook feed one day and I just did it and got through to the next round. I was like, I'll just do one more round. It's fine. I doubt I'll get it. Went to the next round and next thing you know, I'm in it. And I'm like, I didn't think I would actually make it this far. And now I've got to really think about what I'm going to do. But no regrets. I definitely enjoyed the whole experience and we'll do it again in a heartbeat.
Now, when you found out that you had gotten in, but before you got there, before you got to the bake-off tent, were there any particular flavours or ingredients from the Solomon Islands that you were already planning that you wanted to bring to the small screen?
I definitely wanted to incorporate, if there was an opportunity to incorporate some of the artwork, just like gnarly nuts. I took some gnarly nuts with me because I was like, okay, I've got to think of some way to incorporate this. I have really fond memories of, growing up in the village and then just eating the, a sprouted coconut and having that soft, fleshy in middle. And I've just had great memories of that. And so I was like, how could I incorporate that or at least that idea into a bake? And there were just certain, aspects and memories from my childhood that I was like, I would love to be able to incorporate this somehow. And as soon as an opportunity came up, then I jumped at it.
In the very first episode of The Great Australian Bake Off, you were set the task of making an imprimed roll, which, could you explain what an imprimed roll is?
I had no idea what it was either, so that was a fun learning experience for me. So it's essentially just a sponge cake, a thin layer of a sponge cake. You then put fillings in it. I did two fillings, so I did a passion fruit filling and a cheesecake filling, and then you just roll the sponge cake, so it essentially just becomes a log or a roll. But the interesting part about it is you're actually baking into the sponge a pattern or a design of some description, and I decided to go with a traditional Solomon Island design, and so I went with the Malaitan tattoo that would normally be worn on the forearm. And so I just, did that onto the sponge and so rolled it up and then it just displayed some artwork as well, but also wanted to mainly focus on that Malaitan tattoo.
And what sort of response did you get from the judges when you presented that?
Oh, they loved it. They thought it was, yeah, really creative, really interesting. The design as well, it is quite fine line. So the fact that I was able to do that fine line in the sponge and it was still able to be really impactful and quite colourful. The sponge itself I also did in yellow, green and blue for the Solomon flag. So I really went all out with the Solomon designs and representation, and I presented it on a booker tray with a Nuzu Nuzu as well. So I just thought, you know, what a great first bake for me in the shed. I thought, look, here I am, here's the Solomons, and yeah, this is what we've got.
That sounds, yeah, beautiful. Now, you made it all the way to episode 7 out of 10 episodes, which is very impressive. During that time on the show, how did it feel to share a part of your identity and your background and your story through the dishes that you were creating?
Oh, it was great. Being from the Solomons and then having a lot of people ask, like, oh, where are you from? And I'd be like, oh, the Solomons. And not as many people know where the Solomons is. I'm like, oh, where is that? Was that Samoa? Is it near Samoa? I'm like, no, completely different. So it was, I guess for me, I was excited to be able to represent the Solomons because, you know, there's not as many opportunities and for us to represent ourselves. And, you know, growing up, I've never really seen much Solomon representation in Australia. Like, everyone knows about PNG and things. So I thought, well, this is my chance to, you know, put us on the map as well. So I was excited to be able to share that with everyone, and everyone brought their own stories and heritages with them. So it was great to be able to be a part of that and be like, look, this is where I'm from as well. So it was great to be able to share that with everybody.
Now, the Bake Off series, which is global, it's in Australia, it's in England, it's around the world. It's famed for obviously being a competition, but like a friendly competition where people are really supportive. They help each other out. All the bakers are sharing ideas and helping each other in the shed. What is it actually like behind the scenes as someone who has now been behind the reality TV curtain?
Well, as someone who works in film and TV as well, in normal day life job, I was a bit skeptical. I was like, oh, is it really going to be like what it is on the show? And to be honest, this show was, what you see on TV is a fraction of what it is like in real life. We've got a whole group chat now. We all keep in touch. We all travel to each other's states and visit each other. While we were in the shed, we were always helping each other. If, you know, if someone had forgotten a piece of equipment, you know, we were sharing, or even in our off times on the weekends, we'd be going to each other's hotel rooms. We'd be like, I've never made a rough puff in my life, or I don't know how to make a toffee. And we'll do little workshops with each other and teach each other skills. So, we're definitely friends. I mean, we even say we're our little baking nerd family for life. So, what you saw on the screen was definitely what it was really like. The experience was amazing. And, you know, we've got a whole new family that we can call on if we ever need each other.
That is beautiful. And it's great to hear that behind the scenes is exactly sort of what it's like on the screen as well. Aisha, finally, how has being on the show changed your relationship with baking and also the way that you sort of infuse your culinary delights with your heritage?
Well, it kind of inspired me in two ways. Firstly, I didn't realize I was only scratching the surface of my baking prior to going in the show. I'd really only stuck to cake decorating and baking cakes. I'd never really branched out to breads and pastries and, you know, things like that. So for me, I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this. Like, I've just made this amazing dish that I've never even heard of on the show within, you know, with a really strict time frame and a camera in my face. So if I could do it there, I could do it at home. So yeah, I definitely came home and just started learning how to make croissants and different pies and different fillings. And so that kind of opened my eyes to a bit more of the baking world. But on the other hand, it also showed me I actually would love to learn more of the traditional Solomon cooking as well, because I haven't really learned a whole heap. I've only been able to obviously taste it when I've gone back to visit, but to actually learn how to make it myself would be an amazing skill to have and pass on to my children as well. So I would, yeah, love to go back and learn some more traditional Solomon recipes.